Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Here I am again in another podcast. Let's see, where do I begin? Well, I've been trying to professionalize my YouTube videos and my videos in general, and also in the future, in I would say probably in the next month, I'm going to have a intro and an outro done on my podcast, and maybe a podcast icon. And at some point, I may put the podcast on iTunes. But to tell the truth, I'm stretched too thin. I'm stretched thin, man. I mean, it's right now. It is 7 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday. My kids, they just went to school. The old lady's asleep. And, of course, I'm up at 5 every single morning. Doesn't matter if I got a lot to do, little to do. I just wake up at 5 o'clock, sometimes 4:30. I always feel like, well, what do I need to do? Because I feel like, life's too short. You got too much stuff to do, in your life. There's things to see, people to see, places to go, things to do, So anyway, for those of you who have been watching my YouTube videos, you may have noticed the last couple of them have a new intro and a new outro, and those are here to stay at least for a little while. I may make another outro. Sometimes I've got an outro that's got a couple little videos. You could put a little video in video, and for some videos, it's just a little too time consuming to do, to actually edit everything. And I'm not the greatest when it comes to video. I mean, I'll be the first one to admit that. And I do my most of my own work because it's not like I'm earning enough where I can afford to pay somebody even $100 or $200 a month, which is minimal. I'm not earning enough to justify that, so that's why I'm not doing it. But I will have some kind of a podcast intro and a podcast outro, and I do plan on making things better. I just do things really slow, and sometimes it's because of finances, sometimes it's because of time constraints. Right now I'm trying to finish my book, and I've actually got about three books, and I can't put everything into one book because it just doesn't flow. And some of the things that I've written are nonfiction. Some are fiction. Some are fiction based on, well, as with most fiction, it's usually based on some kind of a story that's somewhat true. I haven't done any photography in the last month, which I start feeling it after a couple of weeks. I start feeling like, I've got to do something with the camera. I feel like something is missing, because usually I have a camera with me almost everywhere I go, and I just haven't been taking photos. I haven't even looked at my photos because I've been concentrating on finishing up the book. So I woke up this morning, bad mood. I went to sleep at about well, I went to I actually fell asleep about 8 o'clock last night. Woke up at 10:30, and then I went back to sleep at 2 o'clock, and I just woke up 2 hours ago. So I woke up at 5 o'clock. So my sleeping hasn't been very consistent. And while I'm still watching what I eat and everything like that, it's like at some point you can't make it the only thing that you're focusing on. You have other things in your life that you're working on. So I've got to try to really prepare in advance everything I'm going to eat. I need to make sure that I have food that I'm willing to eat. It is tough. I mean, I got to admit that. And it, if not for any other reason than convenience. I mean, it's convenient to grab something out of the cupboard. Or whatever it may be. It's also convenient to grab an apple, but for some reason, sometimes you know, the apples there, and then you got something else that maybe is not quite as healthy, but takes, you know, half the time, and it's just like, all right, that's it. I'll take that. And while I've been really good about things for the most part, you know, once in a while I've slipped up. I mean, I've had my cheat days, but I don't usually cheat that much. But I'm starting to feel now like it's becoming a chore. It is work. And for those people who out there who are trying to lose weight or who have tried to lose weight in the past, I'm sure you understand that, you know, like I get tired of eating oatmeal every morning. I don't want to eat oatmeal every morning. So I got to figure out something else to eat. I found some a website. It was some chick's website. Her name is Joanna So. She's a little Malaysian girl. She's cute, and you know, she's got a nice little body on her, but she's got some good ideas for food, and she takes a moderate approach to what is eaten. I still haven't figured out if she's a vegan or not, because that to me that's a turnoff. Just because most vegans they feel the need to proclaim themselves a vegan, which frankly I don't give a shit what anybody's eating other than myself. I mean, I really don't. It's like, aside from my family, it doesn't matter to me what anybody else eats. I don't give a shit. I don't care how fit they are or unfit they are. And the thing is sometimes you can't tell how fit a person is by their exterior, you know. So, anyway, I got a lot of little things to talk about today. You know, I've been watching this whole thing about Bruce Jenner, which to me is very, very strange, because as a young boy, I grew up with him on the box of Wheaties. He was a hero to a lot of kids because they thought he's the world's greatest athlete. And, you know, this guy's a stud. He's a badass. And now, what is it, probably, what Olympics was he in? The 72, no, what couldn't have been, yeah, what was it, 72? What was it that he won? Maybe, let's see. Anyway, you know, he goes from being this stud to changing his gender, which, listen, I got nothing against anybody who changes their gender, or, you know, feels like, you know, they're a man who is really a woman, or a woman who's really a man. It doesn't really matter to me, because, you know, I am what I am, and I'll stay what I am. I enjoy being a man. It was the 76 Olympics. So let's see, I was 14 years old. And, you know, this is about 40 years ago. 40 years go by, and he's been married to, what, three different women. And now he determines that he's a, I guess the term is trans woman. For me, seeing this happen over the period of 40 years, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that are saying, oh, he's so courageous. Oh, he's, to me, you know, I don't see anything courageous about it. I'm sorry. You know, yeah, I'm sure he has to bear the brunt of a lot of criticism and people, you know, fucking with him because of it. But you know, the bottom line is he chose what he wanted to do. I don't believe that he's got this thing inside of him saying, oh, I've got to be a woman. I've got to be a woman. Okay, maybe he does have to be a woman. Maybe that part of him, mentally, he didn't choose to be a female. But he's been a male for, let's see, he's 65. So about 64 years, he's been a male. And now all of a sudden he wants to change. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, he figures he's going to live for, you know, another 20, 30 years, and he wants to, or whatever it is, and he wants to live out his remaining years as a woman. I mean, maybe that's how he feels most comfortable. I don't know. But here's the thing. I read this piece about. See, this is the thing. To me, he's still Bruce Jenner. Okay, this is Bruce Jenner. You can call him Caitlyn. Okay, I'll call him Caitlyn. Whatever, whatever he wants to be called, that's fine. Doesn't matter to me. But apparently, you know, he came out in, I think, Vanity Fair or something, and he was wearing this little, or she, whatever you want to say, it, he, she, you know, he prefers, or she prefers, I'm assuming, to be called a she. I don't think of it that way, because he was born a male. He will always be a male. You can't change the DNA. He's a male. That's just my opinion. And some people may not agree with it. Frankly, I don't give a shit because I'm entitled to my opinion. And that's the way it goes. But I guess, you know, this company, the name of the company is Spirit Halloween. They came out with a Caitlyn Jenner costume. And this costume is basically a corset and I guess a wig. This is the whole costume. And this costume stems from Bruce Jenner posing for, or Caitlyn Jenner, sorry, you see what I mean? Posing for Vanity Fair. And, you know, it's a little white, like I said, corset, and I guess there's a wig. And I believe, let me see here, Caitlyn Jenner in Vanity Fair. I believe that, you know, there was something like Caitlyn Jenner smoking hot in Vanity Fair or something like that. And, you know, this is the thing. The media caters to what they think people want to hear and what they want to read. And I think there's a hell of a lot of people out there who are just going, what the fuck is this? What's going on here? I mean, if he wants to change his gender, like I said, hey, I don't think there's any problem with it. But I do think he's going to have to bear the brunt of criticism and barbs. That the being a public figure, that the public is going to, that they're going to bestow upon him, that they're going to do to him, the things that they're going to do and the things that they're going to say. I think that instead of, you know, everything that I've ever seen in the media is always praising him. Oh, what a great guy! What a wonder! I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a great girl. Whatever, but see, I don't agree with what. I don't agree with the whole transgender thing. I don't think that you should cut your dick off. But it's his body. So, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't agree with it because, to me, it freaks me out. I just think it's weird because I can't think about cutting my dick off and having a pussy. It just, something about that just rubs me the wrong way. And here's a documentary. Maybe I should have, you know, if I was properly prepared and I had some staff member telling me, oh, Mr. Mallon, you should watch this documentary. It's quite informative. Maybe I would have done that before this podcast. But it says, Jenner has already been taking hormones. The hair on his face and body have been removed. He's had his nose fixed twice and tracheal shave. Well, personally, I think that Caitlyn Jenner looks like shit. Okay? That's just my opinion. And you know, I don't think that a, you know, there's not many, what is he, 65? There's not many 65-year-old women that do look hot, but, you know, I don't know. To me, it's not like she's going to be a piece of ass, like Caitlyn Jenner's now a piece of ass. It says, though, he was not having genital surgery, so I guess he didn't get his cock cut off. And, you know, excuse me for being blunt, but, you know, that's the truth of the matter. you can call it genitalia, you can call it genital surgery, but you know, to me, I think of it as getting your cock lopped off, because you know, any way you look at it, now maybe you know, during surgery, I'm sure of it that you know they have the finest instruments and they're using it to, and they're using them in a manner that that is a hell of a lot better than just taking an axe to your cock. But I just don't see it. Okay, so it, I guess praise to him for not getting the surgery, but whatever. I'm sure there are people out there that are pissed off and they think that if he really wants to be transgender, he needs to chop it off. Anyway, getting back to this costume, this company, Spirit of Halloween, and they are selling the very same costume that Caitlin was wearing in the Vanity Fair article. And I guess this pissed a lot of people off. There is an online petition at, I think, change.org is that's the one, because I've actually taken part in some of the petitions that are on the website. Once in a while, you know, I'll click yes to some of them, but most of the time I just ignore them. But in this case. But let me read this letter to Spirit Halloween. Now, this is from Addison Rose Vincent, trans feminine gender queen activist. Listen, you can put it however you want. You can say trans. What the fuck is a trans feminine? Trans feminine gender queer activist. What the fuck is that? I just don't get it. I mean, it's like, listen. You're either a man or a woman. I see things in black and white, okay? When it comes to men and women, there is no gray for me, okay? So, anyway, it comes from this Addison Rose Vincent. We demand, not ask, we demand that you revoke your ideas and production of a Caitlyn Jenner costume for Halloween. With a reputation of sexist, racist, and culturally appropriative costumes, we are concerned that this costume will continue your oppressive tradition with the transphobic costume of Caitlyn Jenner. Yes, as your PR and marketing head Trish Lombardo stated in an interview, Caitlyn Jenner is a hero and celebrated in modern day culture, but that doesn't excuse the exploitation and transphobia you'll be committing this Halloween. Okay, I got to stop right there because there's a couple of things. I was going to stop earlier, but there's a couple of things that bother me here. First of all, Caitlyn Jenner is no hero to me, okay? He's not a hero because he decided he wanted to become a woman. That doesn't make him a hero in my fucking book. I mean, listen, you know, Donald Trump said that John Cain isn't a hero. He overstepped his bounds there because, you know, a lot of great pilots have been shot down. It happens. And since Trump was never in a war fighting in an aircraft, I think it was presumptuous of him, and you know, he was a fool for saying that. It was foolish for him to say that John Cain is no hero. You know, did he do something heroic? Well, he fought for his country, and he paid a severe price. He was in a camp for. For 5 years, okay, a POW camp. So in that sense, yes, he's a hero, okay? Now, you know, he went out and did something for the country, okay? He paid for that with 5 years of his life, not to mention all the torture that he suffered and probably the pain that he still feels all these years later. But to call someone to say that Caitlyn Jenner is a hero and celebrated in modern day culture, well, that just goes to show how fucked up modern day culture really is. Because to me, you know, if you're celebrating the fact that some guy turned into a woman, I mean, that just, to me, that's not enough. I'm sorry. You know, he's battling his own fucking demons. Big deal. Big deal. You know, maybe too, because he's a high-profile celebrity, you know, from his Olympic, win, and from, you know, being in the Kardashians, which to me, I think they made him look like shit. They made him look like he was, you know, he kowtowed to all these fucking women, which, you know, first of all, for somebody to let the camera into your house on a regular basis like that, they're fucking fame whores. Okay, and I think probably he's just kind of there for the ride, going, yeah, okay, well, sure, yeah, whatever, all right. And the thing is that he's doing it again, because I guess where is it here? He's got some show coming out. Where is it at here? I saw it. He's got his own reality show coming out with him being a transgender or ladyboy or whatever you want to call it. You see here it says there is a common misperception that genital surgery is somehow required to become a transgender man or woman. Genitalia are not a determinant of gender. You are born a woman with male genitalia, just as you can be born a man with female genitalia. I don't buy that. I'm sorry. I just don't. I just don't buy it, okay? A man is whether you feel like a woman makes no difference, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't see it. I just don't see it. If you're born with a cock, you're a man. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm a woman. I'm a woman, yeah. But you know what? What is the determining factor of being a male or a female? Well, a female has a vagina and a man has a penis. And, you know, what do I got to do now? I got to change the whole fucking script to teach my kids what a man and a woman is? I mean, you know, I just, I don't see it. Okay, it's just not, it's not something that I'm ever going to accept. And I think that I'm actually, because I'm one who says that, I say, hey, he has the freedom of choice. He can do whatever the fuck he wants with his body. I believe that. You know, I just think the guy has the freedom to do what he wants. But don't ask me to say that this guy's a fucking hero, because I don't think he's a hero. Okay. Let's see here. But that doesn't excuse the exploitation of transphobia you'll be committing this Halloween. Well, here's the thing, too. I think that people, you know, they're freaked out by it, and they're going to be freaked out about it for a long time. They're freaked out that a man is born with a cock, and yet he thinks he's a woman. I think that's a little bit freaky for some people, okay? I'm still trying to find this thing. I saw it before. The show must go on. Where's it at here? I know I saw it. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Well, that's a train wreck right there. Anyway, I think it was something like, you know, Life with Caitlyn or something like that. Let's see here. Let me keep reading on this thing here. To make a costume out of a marginalized identity reduces that person and community to a stereotype for privileged people to abuse. Marginalized identity? Ugh, please. In this case, if you follow through with the production of a Caitlyn Jenner costume, cisgender people will purchase it to make fun of her and our community. What's a cisgender? I've never even fucking heard of that. Listen, I'm a little older. I'm a little old school. And, you know, when I was born, you know, it was like, I think Renee Richards was she a transsexual? I don't know if she's transsexual or transgender. Let me see here. But she was the big thing when I was growing up. She underwent sex reassignment surgery. And she was she's still alive. She's 81 years old. Wow. She's just, let's see here. She was denied entry into the 1976 U.S. Open, citing an unprecedented woman-born woman policy. She disputed the ban, and the New York Supreme Court ruled in her favor. Oh, okay, she was a transsexual. She was born as Richard Raskin. You see, now I find this problematic, and I find it problematic that the court allowed her to play the Supreme Court, because she was allowed to play, but see, here it is, she was born a man physically. So she's playing in women's tennis, and yet she's got a man's body. You know, it says here, Judge Accioni found in Richard's favor. He ruled this person is now a female, and that requiring Richards to pass the bar body test was grossly unfair, discriminatory, and inequitable, and a violation of her rights. He further ruled that the USTA intentionally discriminated against Richards and granted Richards an injunction against the USTA and USOC, allowing to play in the U.S. Open. Richards lost to Virginia Wade in the first round of singles competition, but made it to the finals in doubles. Yeah. Well. Yeah. You know. So this is just another case of. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. Wow. I mean, you know, whatever. To each his own. People can be who they want to be. But guess what? You're gonna have to bear the brunt of everything that is laid down upon you. And, you know, why? See, to me, I just look at it like this. You can say she's a woman, but I don't believe it, because she was born as a man. And that right there, to me, you can say, oh, well, inside she's a woman. Really? Well, how do I know that? Because she says so? You know, well, I'll tell you what, I want to be a chick who's, 5'9", blonde hair, blue eyes, who's got big tits and a tight snatch. Okay, and I want everything that goes along with it. And you know what? Don't tell me I don't look like that, because I do. I got blonde hair, I got big tits, and I got a tight snatch. So give me a bunch of money, because that's what a blonde hair, you know, some blonde hair, blue-eyed chicks that, you know, I'm talking about, I got model quality looks. That's what I want. And, you know, how dare you say that I'm not what I think I am? So I think that they're going overboard, and this is just more political correctness bullshit. Let's see here. Cisgender. I never did find out what that was. You know, I get carried away here. Cisgender. What does cisgender mean? Let's see here. Corresponding to their assigned sex. Where individuals' experience of their own gender agree with the sex they were assigned at birth. So what's that mean? Regular people? Cisgender. Male assigned male at birth. Female. Okay. Okay, so I guess that's exactly what it means. It means, you know, if you're born a male, you're a male. If you're born a female, you're a female. See, why do we need a terminology for that? You're a cisgender. Ugh. It's disgusting, man. This whole fucking world is getting disgusting to me. You wonder why I'm in a shitty mood most of the time? Because the older I get, the more I realize how fucked up this planet is in every way. I mean, you know, you got ISIS, you got people that's, you know, like, you got all this shit going on. People are crying about it, crying about a fucking Halloween costume. You got people killing people for whatever. You know, I mean, like, would I ever, like, kill somebody because they decided to become a different sex, or whether they have genital surgery or not? Hell no, I wouldn't. You know why? Because I got my own concerns. See, this is the thing. Everybody's worried about what everybody else is doing. If they worried about what they were doing, they might not have as many problems. You know? Let's see here. Oh, you're going to make fun of her. Oh, like nobody's making fun of fucking Caitlyn Jenner now? It's like, come on. Even me, I gotta say, this guy was my fucking hero when I was growing up, and he ain't my hero anymore. And she's not my hero for sure, okay? Now, the fact that she's, you know, they're selling a Halloween costume that's a fucking corset that looks like what he was wearing, to me, it's like, get the fuck out of here. This company's wasting their time doing this. I'm sure they've got a lot of people who've signed up for this shit. And you know, tried to get them to take it to stop selling it. But let me tell you, they're not stopping. Okay, they ain't about to stop. Because let me tell you something. I went to their website. They've got a Bruce Jenner Decathlon Trackstar adult men's costume. Then they have a Decathlon Trackstar wig with somebody who looks like Bruce Jenner with a wig on, a lady's wig. Then they've got a Decathlon Trackstar medal. I have a feeling that's capitalizing. that's capitalizing. That's taking capitalization to the nth degree. Then they have the Caitlyn Corset set. That's $50, $49.99. Then they have the Caitlyn wig, $16.99. Then they have the black striped basic knee-high socks, $6.99. This way, it looks like you get everything that you need to become Bruce Jenner as a man or as a woman. So, let me go on here. I can't believe I'm making a whole podcast out of this. I didn't mean to. I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, but let's see here. At a time when trans women and GNC Fox... I don't even know what is that? GNC Folks? What is that? GNC. I don't even understand this terminology. I mean, this is the thing. You know, these people are getting these laws changed, and like I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. To me, it doesn't matter. The vast majority of people, they got their own fucking problems. They don't want to worry about some guy cutting his dick off or saying he's a woman not cutting his dick off. They don't want to worry about it. What is this shit? No young women trans. GNC Fox doing what is? Yeah, I still don't know what it is, and I don't really feel like looking for it. Especially black trans women are being murdered at such a high rate, and homelessness, unemployment, and inaccessibility to health care run rampant in our community. Making fun of one or all of us is utterly insensitive and deplorable. Furthermore, if your intent is to truly celebrate our community by having a costume of trans hero, you should have seriously considered trailblazers from Stonewall, such as Miss Major, Marsha P. Johnson, or Sylvia Rivera. But with your record of problematic costumes, it seems best to avoid turning anyone from our community into a costume for your own profit. Do not turn Caitlyn Jenner into a costume. Your profit will only lead to greater transphobia and marginalization of an already at-risk community. Much appreciated, Addison Rose Vincent, transfeminine gender queen activist. Well, I'm going to reach out to Miss Addison Rose Vincent. I think that maybe if you're going to write something to someone, you don't start out with, "We demand that you revoke your ideas." You don't start out with "we demand." And, you know, that's, let's see here. Where is it at here? And this costume is, yeah. You purchase it to make fun of her and our community. I mean, get real, man. Get real. It's like, there are people all over the world making fun of Bruce Jenner now. I mean, you know, he's a high-profile person. There are some people who are always going to make fun of him. And they may not do it publicly, like me, you know. I mean, what, you know, I'm doing it in this podcast. This is a, something that, you know, it's in the member section. And I put this on YouTube. I mean, it doesn't, I don't feel like I'm saying anything that people need to get crazy about. You know, it's my opinion. And the thing is that what people forget is people are allowed to have their own opinion. They're allowed to think what they want, and they're allowed to say what they want. And as a business, you're allowed to provide a product, in most cases, that is completely legal. This is a legal product. It's a corset. Now, it just happens to be the same one that Caitlyn Jenner was wearing in Vanity Fair. I don't personally see anything wrong with this, and I think that, I think I made myself clear, but I think this letter was a complete waste of time, because most people, they just don't give a fuck. The people that do care are the transgenders who feel like, oh, you can't make fun of me publicly. Yes, we can. People can. That's the thing. Yes, we can. Now, I'm not making fun of anybody, because I just don't really, it's not in my nature to try to, you know, belittle someone for their choices that they make. I mean, I just generally don't do that, because I don't give a fuck. You know, I give a fuck about me. I give a fuck about my kids. I give a fuck about my wife. I give a fuck about my parents. I don't give a fuck about anybody else, okay? The people that listen to me and listeners, my subscribers on YouTube, my members, yeah, I give a fuck. Okay, sure. I want to hear opinions and everything like that. But do I give a fuck enough to where I'm going to completely change my opinions? Probably not. Now, if someone was to come to me and explain it to me in a different way, would I listen? Of course I would. I'm very open-minded. But when it comes to something like this, where somebody puts a corset up and says, we want to sell a Caitlyn corset, fucking A, man. Be happy. Maybe it's promoting the guy or the girl. You see? I have, you know, this is ingrained in me. Because to me, Bruce Jenner is a man, not a woman. It still hasn't sunk in. And it's been, I don't know how long now, but it's been a while. Yeah. So, and you know, the thing is that here in Thailand, there are transgender people here all over, and generally no one really fucks with them, and I certainly don't. I mean, you know, now I just walk by them. It doesn't matter to me. Would I date one if I was single? No, I wouldn't. Would I go out of my way to, like, hanging out with a bunch of transgender people? No, I wouldn't. I'm, you know, because it's just not something I believe in. Would I try to understand them? Yes, of course I would. Like I said, I'm open-minded. Could I sit down and not have a bad attitude about it and be like, oh, you guys are fucking weirdos? Yeah, of course. Because I don't think that way. I think, you know, like, listen, you make your choice. Like, hey, you want to become a transgender? I like drinking tequila once every 6 months. Which, now that I'm on the subject of this, some cocksucker wrote me on YouTube and made a comment because, you know, I've been trying to reform my eating habits, modify my eating habits, get back into fitness. My hip is healed quite a bit. I still feel it once in a while, and like once in a while when I get up, I'm still limping. But it is a lot less painful. And so I'm trying to do just a little bit of exercise, but I'm also trying to modify what I eat and make certain that, for the most part, I'm eating very healthy food. So I'm having a lot of salads, a lot of vegetables, no pasta, no bread. I think I've eaten bread twice in about a month. And I had like a black bread once, and then I had a whole wheat bread. And it was just one sandwich, and that was on a cheat day. So I have definitely changed what I'm eating. But, you know, I put up the video, and I put up a video in the member section, which was the entire taping, the entire video. Then I put a little portion of it on YouTube where I'm answering a question, but I also had one shot of tequila. I had one shot of tequila, and I said, I did make mention that, you know, this is the third one, and it's the final one, and some guy gave me shit. Oh, I guess your diet's out the window now. And it's like, oh, fuck me. I knew some cunt was going to do that. They're going to give me shit for having some tequila. Listen, I'm not in this fucking planet to please anybody on this planet to please, you know, people. I'm not a people pleaser. I don't feel the need to be, okay? If nobody likes me, then, oh, well, I don't give a fuck, you know, fuck off. If you like me, great, okay? But, you know, the thing is that here I am busting my ass trying to eat better, making sure that I have everything set up so that I don't get hungry in advance, and I'm eating as healthy as possible, and I'm going to the grocery every other day, and I'm buying avocados and non-fat Greek yogurt and all this stuff, you know, plenty of fresh fruits. And then I have tequila one time, and I'm getting shit from somebody about how, oh, I guess your diet's gone out the window now. Like, oh, you fucked up. People want you to fail. Some people want you to fail. Some people want you to succeed. Some people want you to fail. And, you know, I noticed something, that on a lot of my videos, I constantly get around 10 negatives. Doesn't matter how many positives I get. But there are a few people out there, and I know, I have an idea who some of them are. They're haters. They just, every video that comes out, they don't even watch the fucking video. They come, they hit the video goes on, boom, they hit hate, you know, dislike. They hit hate. No, they hit dislike, and then they bail. And, you know, whatever, I don't care. You know, it doesn't really make a difference to me. You know, would it be better to have all thumbs up? Of course. But you know what? I'm not that kind of a guy, because anytime you say anything marginally controversial nowadays, you're going to get people that hate you, or you're going to get people that talk shit to you. And, you know, some other guy who I don't know if he's a member, but he said that he was going to become a member, and I don't recall him ever paying. He said, in this video, you made yourself look like a right cunt. And, you know, what am I supposed to say to that? It's like, I made myself look like a right cunt. Well, first of all, that's not the way, you know, when you're on my channel, I'm the boss. It's just as simple as that, okay? People can control very little nowadays, but, you know, there is one thing that I can control, and that's my fucking YouTube channel. And so when somebody writes me with a comment like that, it doesn't bother me in the sense that, like, you know, I'm gonna feel it. It's affected me, but I do feel the need to respond. So I responded back to the guy, "You talk too much shit, pal," because if somebody wants to call me a cunt, tell me why. Am I a cunt because I drank a shot of tequila? Well, if I am, fuck you. You know, it's as simple as that. This is the thing. The older that I get, the less I want to deal with people's bullshit. And while I'll continue doing podcasts, and which podcasts and videos can be cathartic in many ways, and I'll continue doing them for members, eventually, there's a good chance that I may not do very many videos at all on YouTube, because I don't feel the need to. It's not like I'm making a shitload of money. If people really knew how much money most people on YouTube, including myself, how much they're making, they would be like, oh, really? That's it? So, you know, it's not like I'm making, you know, 10 grand a month. It just, you know, that doesn't happen. It only happens to a few people, and good on them for getting the most out of the system. But, like, for me, it's like, I got to listen to people like this. I got to listen to this bullshit. I got to read it. I mean, you know, it comes up on my thing. And, you know, the thing is, I learned a long time ago, when I was a little boy, never pay attention to your critics. Because, you know, they're just people, like, you know, like you or I. And sometimes the critics, they're dead on. And sometimes they haven't got a fucking clue. I mean, I can't tell you how many fucking Siskel and Ebert reviews I watched on TV where they said a movie was shit. And then I went back and watched the movie and I was like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? You guys are fucking idiots. You know, so I, you know, whatever. I don't pay it too much attention. Yeah. You know, I had planned to go over a whole bunch of things, but I've been yapping for so long. You know, I saw a video the other day. I just happened to you know, sometimes you on the front page of YouTube or you get some suggested video or something. And I saw some video like right next to mine, or it went up automatically after mine. And it was some chick who was bitching and moaning about the toilet seat, men always leaving the toilet seat up. And how she thought it was just so rude. And this is an American girl. She thought it was so rude that men did this. And I don't know if she's trying to get, you know, just get clicks or what it was, but she made it a point to say, oh, they're so rude. How would they like it if I just left the shit in the toilet? And to me, you see, this is the difference between a piece of shit American chick with a bad fucking attitude and her mind in the wrong place. She thinks she's entitled. And a person who, you know, like like an Asian woman who isn't going to make a big deal about it. And also it shows what a piece of shit she is by thinking, oh, I'm going to leave a big dump in the toilet. What kind of classy woman is that? I mean, first of all, she has no class for coming on onto a video and saying that in public. But let me give you my thoughts on the toilet seat being up or down thing. My wife has never, ever, and this goes for other Thai women that I was with when I was single or that I've seen or heard from. This goes for the whole scope of them. I have never heard them bitching because some guy leaves a toilet seat up. You see, I look at it this way. If the chick's going to go take a shit or she's going to sit down and take a piss, can't she put the toilet seat up? Is she too fucking lazy? She can't put the toilet seat down for herself? Is she that stupid to not look before she sits down? I mean, you know, what kind of a... This is the kind of thing, it's like, this is a rich person's problem. Because poor people don't give a fuck. They just want to take their shit or take their piss. And it doesn't matter if the toilet seat's up or down. And like I said, I've never heard of an Asian woman who's bitched about the toilet seat being up because the man didn't, you know, be happy that the toilet seat is up. Because that way, the guy took piss with the toilet seat up. He's not pissing on the toilet seat where you're, you know, where you're going to sit. And you know, if you're going to sit on the toilet seat, you ought to wipe the goddamn seat off anyway. So, you know, it's just, this is the kind of thing, it's not the necessarily, well, it is this particular woman who seems a bit off in her thinking, but it's not American women in general. It's the sense of entitlement that some of them have. Like, well, you're the man. You should fucking make sure that the toilet seat is down when you leave the bathroom. You know, it's like, don't you have anything else to worry about, honey? I mean, you know, like, are your problems so minuscule that the only thing you can come up with to bitch and piss and moan about is the toilet seat? I mean, there are a lot greater problems in the world. A lot larger problems. Problems that really need to be fixed. And whether the toilet seat is up or down makes no fucking difference. So, on that high note, I'm going to call it a day. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Until next time, Chok D, Lat Jerk and Mai.